Marcus, let's look at San Diego's housing market, which is sending some mixed signals right now. We're seeing softening in some metrics, but continued challenges in others.
The numbers from Redfin show San Diego County's median sale price over the 3 months ending in May was $954,000. That's down 3.0% year-over-year. The median price per square foot also dropped 3.7% to $687.
But here's where it gets interesting. A separate analysis using May data from local MLS shows the countywide median at $925,000, which is actually flat compared to 2 years ago. So depending on how you measure it, we're either seeing a decline or stability.
What's clear is that inventory is shifting. Active listings are down 12.4% year-over-year countywide, but North County is telling a completely different story. North County San Diego has active inventory up roughly 24% year-over-year, the most inventory that area has seen in years.
That North County shift is significant for buyers. After years of extreme shortage, they're finally getting more options. The North County median was $1,029,990 in May, slightly down from both April 2026 and May 2024 levels.
The financing picture is improving slightly. 30-year fixed mortgage rates are currently in the low to mid 6% range, down nearly half a point from a year ago. That's beginning to improve affordability, though we're still far from the ultra-low rates of a few years back.
Market velocity is stabilizing too. Homes are taking approximately 33 days on market countywide, though well-priced homes in premium submarkets are still moving in under 2 weeks. So there's still competition for the right properties at the right price points.
One trend worth watching is how different areas are performing. North County's 24% inventory increase suggests that higher-priced areas might be seeing more significant buyer resistance, while other parts of the county maintain tighter supply-demand dynamics.
Speaking of business news, Santee is getting a new dining option. The Heritage Steakhouse has named an executive chef ahead of its planned opening in Santee, adding to East County's restaurant scene.
That's part of a broader economic development pattern we're seeing in East County communities. New businesses are recognizing the population density and spending power in these areas.
One practical note for residents: San Diego County offices, family resource centers, library branches, and animal shelters will be closed this Thursday, June 19th, for the Juneteenth holiday. Plan accordingly if you need any county services.
The housing market data really reflects the broader economic uncertainty people are feeling. Slight price declines in some metrics, but inventory constraints in most areas, and interest rates that are better than peak levels, but still challenging for many buyers.
What's particularly interesting is that North County inventory surge. That could be an early indicator of how higher-end markets respond to continued elevated borrowing costs and economic uncertainty.